Welcome to day 7 of 40 seconds for 40 days. The Rambam in his Hilchos Tshuva says the very famous idea that Izohi Teshuva Gemura, what is complete repentance? Zeshabaliado Davar Sha'avar Bo. If a person approaches or comes close to that which he did to violate the Avera once in the past, the Efshar Biado Laso, so he could do it again, Upirash Veloa Sapim Teshuva. But he doesn't do it because of the fact that he has done Teshuva. This is such an unusual point that the Rambam is making. So I've only really be considered a full Baal Teshuvah if I allow myself to fall victim and succumb to the reality that caused me to sin, and then if I don't do it, I am then a Baal Teshuvah. Doesn't make any sense. You should just avoid the context altogether. Why in the world does the Rambam say that this is critical to being a Baal Teshuvah? I think that the answer is clear, and that is that there is a certain inevitability in life. That just like sinning is inevitable, so too is the fact that you will likely end up in a similar situation as you once were when you violated the sin the first time. The Rambam is not saying that you have to test yourself again. The Rambam is saying unequivocally, it's clear that you will be tested again. It's understood that there will be an opportunity for you to violate the sin once more. And of course, if you have fully repented already, then that counts for something. But only when you are in that context once more will you actually be able to be considered a Baal Teshuvah Gemura. Not that you have to put yourself in that context, but you will inevitably find yourself in that again. And when you do, be sure to try your hardest to not violate that sin once again. Wishing everyone a beautiful day.